When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So, yeah, sometimes you're just wondering, like, how do I navigate this situation I found myself in? And you don't really know who to ask. So you come to Ben and Kelly. We'll toss it out to our listeners and try to get you the help you need. Kelly, you want to handle this one?
Sure. So we got a message. Says, I've been with my boyfriend for over 10 years in a very serious relationship. We never cared about formally marrying, but now we're considering it as we want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
But he recently got really upset when I mentioned we need to agree on a prenup.
Ooh.
He doesn't think it's fair to do so now after all these years together. I'm by no means rich, but due to my work, I have assets and savings that I want to protect at least to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
He does have some savings, but also a couple of loans. I don't want to have any liabilities.
Mm.
He claims that if we had decided to get married before, the situation for him would have been much better. So he feels that doing this after more than 10 years together is unfair.
Oh, okay.
This really affected me because I do love him. But for me, a prenup is something logical, regardless of who has any assets. This has been my conviction, but he's making me feel like I'm being selfish. How can I handle this difficult situation better?
Man, and prenups are such a weird word because nothing sucks love out of a relationship faster than saying, hey, I love you, but I just want to make sure that in case anything happens, I've got my stuff, you've got your stuff. You're not getting my stuff. Right, exactly.
I mean, that's kind of like, that's how I've always viewed it, too. It's like you're preparing for the end of the relationship with it.
Yeah, I know, but I said a little while ago that my mom got a prenup when she got remarried.
Which I think I understand that for a second marriage, maybe, way more than maybe going into marriage for a first time. But Jessica is chiming in on Facebook. She says it's a mutually beneficial agreement, so both partners feel safe and taken care of. A marriage is many things, but it's also a contract. No one goes into marriage believing it's going to end in divorce, but things happen. A prenup just helps you prepare yourself for that so it's easy and fair for everyone. And she's a former family law paralegal.
Oh.
So she's probably seen some stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I would like to know, especially if you have tackled this yourself, like, you know, you've been in a relationship and you're like, hey, yeah, you know what? I love you. But before we get married, let's get a prenup and tell us like how that all worked out. So maybe that will help her because that's what she's wanting to know.
Yeah. How do you approach it? Like, how do you say that? Like, obviously, she's already brought it up and he's mad about it.
Right.
But how does she like explain it to where it's not like, hey, I'm planning for when we break up.
Right.
But I want us to go into this, you know, both of us feeling protected and loved so that we can get that out of the way.
All right. Let me throw the phone number out real quick. 502-571-9970. Man, nothing sucks love out of a marriage quicker than a prenup, right?
Well, that's what we thought. But there seems to be a lot of people who are pointing out that it's more than that.
But the issue with group therapy is how does she get her boyfriend, soon to be fiance, on board with signing a prenup after they've been dating for 10 years and she really wants one and he's like, why now?
Yeah, he's pretty insulted by it. And so she's trying to figure out, all right, how do I make him get him on board with the program without saying like, hey, I'm planning for when we break up, which I think a lot of us kind of assumed that's pretty much what they're about. But we're hearing otherwise from a lot of people on the text line. Chris said, prenuptial agreements aren't just for the end of a marriage. I once saw on TV a couple who laid out who would do which chores and how often they would do the hibbity. That way, they knew what their partner expected of them.
Hang on.
Is that true?
How often they would make love? In a prenup?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, Chris sounds very smart.
Well,
he saw
honey,
it on TV. It's got to be true.
We got to get our little roll in the hay in before the midnight because you don't want to be in you don't want to be
in violation of
your contract here.
Yeah. We got another text. Said, my mother-in-law insisted that we have a prenup before we got married because my now husband has some assets I did not. I very much saw it as insisting we would not make it and found it incredibly hurtful. It was the one thing about our marriage and wedding that I put my foot down about. 15 years later, no prenup. We're still doing well. Okay. I understand the desire for one, but at the same time, it's my view that once you become married, you share what you have with one another anyway.
Yeah. I mean, there's that, which I kind of agree with. And I don't know if it was just I was young and dumb. I mean, like, my wife and I never got a prenup, but it was like we were both broke, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, you
right?
were both young. You didn't really have anything at the time.
Exactly. So.
But Carrie said on text line, my boyfriend has money, his own successful business. It's my idea to have a prenup. If you have good intentions, it shouldn't bother you. A marriage is like a business.
Yeah.
It can also help with death. You're not liable for their debt. That's in the paperwork.
Now, Ashton brings up a good point on Twitter. Says, if I feel like they've been in a relationship for 10 years, then he should understand that she's not planning for the end. She just wants to have all her bases covered. Which I feel is a good thing in any legal situation. So
yeah, Fran says, I don't care what anyone says. Stand your ground. People are nice until you get divorced. Then they aren't anymore. He may not be the type of guy to take your money now, but who knows what he'll do if he's ticked off divorcing you. Sometime happily ever after doesn't happen. Get that prenup.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
But I think the biggest thing she was asking, though, is like, how do you approach it and phrase it so that he understands and gets on board with
it? I don't think anybody's answered that yet, though.
Yeah, that's, I like, we need a script. We need a typey-typey script for her. So this is how she says it.
All right. I tell you what I don't want to end it on that because we still haven't actually answered her question.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of support of saying, yes, it's not, you know,
right, it's not
a bad thing
right,
to ask for, but I think she needs to know how. What are the words to use so that he's not offended?
We're not going to last too much longer on this group therapy where the prenup that she's suggesting to her boyfriend of 10 years is seen as selfish by him now. Like, why we got to do it now? When we're 10 years into this. And the big thing that we haven't figured out is she's wanting to know how she handles this. She wants to still keep the, you know, prenup thing. She doesn't know what to say to him to get him on board.
Yeah, because the whole thing is even they've been together for 10 years, but now they want to get married and have kids. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to figure out, you know, how not to insult him by asking for a prenup. Jennifer said, if you don't know him by now, you never will. 10 years is a really long time. If common law marriage is still around, you would already be considered married and a prenup wouldn't even be a consideration at this point. You two need to find a mediator, someone with no interest in this that can be objective.
Yep.
You also need to listen to your partner and find out what his fears are due to this prenup. Is he worried you're going to leave him penniless, that he won't get anything out of the relationship? I think he fears that you suddenly don't trust him. You need to hear him out on this and see if you can come to a middle ground on it. If you're not willing to give all, maybe some of your assets and savings, then you've just wasted 10 years with this person.
Yeah,
so I think maybe find some kind of middle ground.
Yeah, Sally says be direct and be gentle. Kind of honesty is good for a relationship. Tell him you'd like to work together on it. And she says, you know, my husband was that way with me. We ended up collaborating on something that worked for both of us.
That's true.
Maybe she uses the sex chip as a thing. Like, hey, we can throw this in there if you want. I mean, maybe if that's a thing that, like, she knows would actually get him to go to the table and be like, okay, maybe I do see some benefit of this prenup.
Okay, for something for me, though, like, if I'm contractually obligated to do that
a certain amount of time,
I'm going to be salty about it. Like, I don't need to feel like I need to hit a quota.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, once a week or divorce.
Not being a good spouse.
Carrie says, I say, look, I love you, but divorce doesn't happen in church. I have to protect myself. You're in or you're out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
That's a very direct approach. So I think, again, she knows him better than anything. Right after 10 years, you know your partner and how they're going to take certain things.
Well, I like the idea of getting a mediator involved, just someone who can listen to both sides and just kind of like, all right, well, this is what it could look like with a prenup, and I think a lot of people are suggesting that, you know what, prenup is okay. You know, it's like you're not wrong for asking for a prenup.
Well, it can also, you know, handle things like death. Like, mm-hmm. what if, you know, mm-hmm. something horrible happens, and that can kind of help right. lay all that out as well. And maybe she kind of approaches it as it's not just if we get divorced or whatever, and maybe take that perspective out of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let us know if any of this helped. Hopefully it did. You can always go and you can comment yourself at Ben and Kelly Show with Group Therapy.